Book lovers got a peculiar reading list courtesy of the U.S. government this week, Bin Laden's Bookshelf. That list comes from declassified documents recovered in the 2011 raid on Osama bin Laden's compound, and the list includes books by Noam Chomsky and Greg Palast, and one Seattle area author, Bev Harris. Hey, Bev.
Hi, Marcy.
Kind of thrilling. Osama bin Laden's one of your readers, or at least he bought your book. Can you tell us what this book's about?
Well, I wrote a book back in 2004 called Black Box Voting, and it's about electronic voting and whether it's accountable to the public and whether it even reports the right results. Because, of course, electronics are actually controlled by their software, which is written by a person, but nobody can actually see what it's doing. So it had to do with whether the votes reported by the voting machines are always correct. And actually, I document in the book, you know, hundreds of cases where the votes were not only incorrect, admittedly incorrect, but reversed races or provided the wrong result.
So that's your book, Black Box Voting. How did you find out that it was on the bookshelf of America's greatest enemy?
You know, isn't this just bizarre? Things end up in the oddest places. But actually, I was just, you know, getting a cappuccino and working on, I'm working on actually an updated edition for 2016. And so I, you know, I went out, got some coffee, was driving back, and lo and behold, I get this call from a reporter saying, do you have any comment about why your book is on Osama bin Laden's bookshelf? I mean, I don't know how anybody would respond to that. It was just strange and bizarre and odd. You want to say, well, that's kind of cool, but then you go, well, that's not really appropriate either.
What did you say?
You know, I've thought about it a lot, and it's reportedly on a bookshelf belonging to Osama bin Laden, but it kind of, in some senses, the story doesn't make sense. And the more I've thought about it, it raises more questions in my mind than I like. For one thing, the book was widely available on the internet for free. And reportedly, according to all the bios on Osama bin Laden, he surfed the internet and downloaded things. The book, though, in its physical form, was not widely available. And I'm finding it hard to understand how, living in a cave on dialysis, he gets a copy of one of the really only 800 copies that ever went out. It's just a little odd, don't you think?
Well, I was just thinking perhaps somebody sent it to him as a gift.
But how would they have his address? I mean, I think, you know, this was, remember the timing. This was only 3 years after 9/11. I mean, this is when he was the most sought after person in the world. So I don't know how many people would just say, oh, I think I'll buy this on Amazon.com and send it off to him. It is a little unusual, you have to admit.
Agreed. I'm talking to Seattle area author Bev Harris. Well, Bev, so what does it tell you about Osama bin Laden that this book of yours might be interesting to him?
Well, you know what's so interesting? I talked to a lot of my friends and so forth yesterday and different people around the country, family, and a lot of us had the same comment. Well, you know, those books on his bookshelf could be our bookshelf. I mean, a lot of them were pretty much what a lot of people have. I have copies of at least two of the ones of the 39 besides my own. And it's odd. It's like they're interesting and important books. They're not, for the most part, radical books. They're just books that uncover in a fairly well-documented way some of the troubling aspects of the way Western democracy is heading.
So here's this book list that just came out. You are revising your book. What did your publisher have to say when they found out that this was on Osama bin Laden's bookshelf?
Well, you know, I'm doing what a lot of authors, even large-scale authors, are doing now, and I'm necessarily going through a publisher on the revised edition, simply because it slows everything down, and, you know, I really want it out before 2016. But, you know, clearly it's publicity, and as they say, no PR is bad PR, although it's interesting, too, that, you know, I went to my website to go ahead and just update and say, well, this odd thing happened. And my website had been changed, altered, the files were gone, the book files were gone. And at least as of late last night, the engineers had not been able to get it restored. But it's not so significant now because we have Facebook and Twitter and all these other options, you know, Amazon Kindle, which I'm, you know, I called Amazon and we're going to get the Kindle version out. And frankly, I'm not rushing because I'm not considering this a sales opportunity, though that might sound odd. I felt that it was important, especially since my website version of, copies of the book were not there as of last night. I thought it was important to make sure that people could at least see what's in it.
Well, Bev Harris, thank you so much. And I guess congratulations.
How about, the world is a strange place and you never know what's going to happen next.
That'll do. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.